We have Sophia Martinson, who's running for 4th of July royalty, with us today. Sophia, can you introduce yourself and tell listeners who you are and a little bit about yourself?
My name is Sophia Martinson. I'm 16 years old. I go to Wrangell High School, and I'm going to be a junior next year.
Your family has owned the Diamond Sea for a long time, so they know about selling food and ordering stuff and serving people. Are some of those family members helping you run your food booth?
Yes, I've had my Aunt Sue, my mom, my dad, and Emma. She ran for Queen, so she knows some stuff too. She's helping me out. Got lots of good help.
How are they all contributing? Are they all cooking? Are they ordering?
My Aunt Sue and my mom, they're the cooking, the prepping, all that stuff. My sister's the financial manager. And then my dad just helps out when he can, helping with tickets, just whatever we need.
So this is a lot of work. Running for 4th of July royalty is a lot of work. It's a nonstop fundraising effort for the entire month of June. What inspires you to want to do that?
I've always wanted to do it since my sister did it. I helped her out, and I don't mind like doing stuff. I like having something to do. I know it's hard work, but I always have fun no matter what. And I would not have done this without Sue and all them. Like, if they didn't have their experience, I don't know how people do it without knowing stuff like that. It helps a lot.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
And you just said it's been a kind of a lifelong dream. You've been wanting to do this for a while?
Well, I always enjoyed going down the food booths, but I didn't really consider it until my sister actually did it. And I figured out, like, hey, we can do this. And I was like, yeah, I want to do this. I'm glad to be able to help.
So I was looking at your June food booth calendar. We have it here. And your team isn't taking any days off. You are serving food every single day. How do you gear up for that? How do you mentally prepare yourself for every single day for a whole month?
Well, the whole month of May, we are working, painting the booths, prepping, ordering food. And yeah, it's a lot of work, but as long as we plan everything out beforehand, get it done, then everything all just works out. Sue and my mom did a lot of the stuff. I'd help when I can, but they had everything pretty much set.
And since your sister did this once, you guys already have an idea of just how to be organized.
They had a good idea how to do everything. They knew everything. They'd just tell me what to do, and I'd be like, okay.
Okay. Well, I'm sure glad that you're doing it. I'm glad you have a really strong team of people helping you. So what would you like people listening, what would you like people to know right now?
After the first couple of days, it'd definitely be good for people to know. We have breakfast every day from 7 to 11, but on Sunday, it's just breakfast only. We go from 7, but we kind of go to like 1 or 2. Whenever we really start running out of food, that's when we're stopping. We're also trying to do Friday, Saturday late night dinners, like late night burgers, and we're going to have a carnival on the 20th.
So you'll be serving food and you'll also have a carnival. Will the carnival also be down at the pavilion?
Yeah.
Do you have any other special events in mind that you might do?
I think we're going to help out with the dinner at the golf course, the Stikine, the Sportsman Association. They're having a dinner.
I know that local sponsors, every year they help the royalty candidates. Who are your sponsors for this year? Do you know?
Oh, I have a long list.
Oh,
if you
great.
Want me to read them.
I do, yes.
Okay. We have Pacific Sea, Rob Luce, Bloom Trailer Court, Dave's Welding, Ramey's Bar, Bay Company, KJ Bush, Donna Martinson, BW Enterprise, Stikine Inn, Chrissy Smith, Grandview B&B, Wrangell IGA, Kitten and Todd White, Lanny Hamley, Tan and Patrick McManus, John Knuckles, Stikine Sportsman Association, and Svensson Marine. For supporters, we have Tamara Ista, Amber Burley Hommel, Canoe Lagoon Oysters, Superior Marine, Ken Lewis, Terry Stark, Thai Food by A, Angerman's, and Carl and Dorothy Glad's Joe.
That's a great list.
Yes, and it is. And we have people who donate too.
Well, thanks to all of you who were on that list for helping out this year.
Yes, thanks a lot.
What other ways can people help? Do you need more sponsors? Sounds like you have a lot.
Well, it's always good to have more sponsors, but as far as help, I think we have a pretty good routine down, but it's always nice, like, when people come down and offer, like, help with tickets or anything like that, but other than that, I think we have a good routine going.
So you have your booth is pretty well, sounds
pretty
like you
well
guys are
managed.
Excellent. But if people want to help with tickets, they can ask about that for ticket sales.
And there's a couple of donations we'd probably need. I know Sue put a list out on Facebook, which would also really help.
People can donate food. Usually what we can do is go to one of the grocery stores and buy something and just say, save this for Sophia, right?
Yeah.
And if you need anything specific, Sue did mention some different kinds of soda pop, root beer, Sprite, orange. I think she said sugar and half for coffee, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So just put your name on it and tell them to hold this for you, and you guys are going to go check. And
Or you could bring it by the booth or bring it to us whenever.
And another way you can help is to get out there and buy breakfast or lunch.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, thanks for coming in. Do you have anything else that you want to make sure we cover before we go?
No, I think that's good.
Good luck.
Thanks.